everyone. Welcome to episode 6 of the First Love Club. We're so glad you've joined us this week, and we hope that something we say will inspire and encourage you and bless you. Corey, what are we going to talk about today?
Today, Tracy, we are going to talk about how we hear from God.
Wonderful.
Right? Mm-hmm. So we have been asking our listeners to send us an email and let us know what they think about the show and if they have any show requests. And we actually got a request that came right in line with the topic that I already sort of had planned for this podcast. So it was perfect timing. So this comes from our listener, Dee. I would love a show, or many, that talks about hearing God speak to us and or recognizing when He is sending us messages. I've always been pretty oblivious to hints, so I need a billboard to tell me what I should know. I always pray that God would send me a huge, obvious sign about what His will is for me in regard to whatever it is I'm praying about. I also try to spend quiet time listening for a response back, but I don't really hear voices. Well, sometimes I do, but then I feel like it's just my own mind forcing something and not really God's voice. If you have any advice or feel like doing a show on that, I'd love it.
I can't wait to talk about this.
And you know, one of the things that I love about this topic as a Christian is hearing from God is like the biggest part of being a Christian. Mm-hmm. You know, how does one hear from the God of the universe?
Right.
Our creator, our maker. And I have spent a lot of time reading different books, listening to different pastors and teachers on the subject, because I've always been so fascinated by this.
And that's why you're qualified to talk about this, too.
Well, we'll see. So I have, like always, I try to show up for a podcast with some resources for our lovely listeners to share that have been meaningful to me, that I've gotten some inspiration from and great teaching from. And I happen to have something of a little library on this particular topic. So I wanted to share a few of those titles. And then I have something I'd like to share that I found from one of the one pastor that I really love, Dr. Charles Stanley. He wrote a book called How to Listen to God. And he had some lovely things to say about how we hear from God and how does God speak to us. So there's kind of two parts to it. How does God speak? And then how do we hear?
Right.
So one thing I have always heard consistently is that God's primary way of speaking to us is through His Word.
Right.
So Dr. Charles Stanley had a great little guide on the internet. These are his notes that he wanted to share on one of his most popular sermons, I'm sure. And so I just wanted to kind of read through them.
Great.
And I'd love to hear what you think.
Okay.
So God's primary way of speaking to us is through His Word. The Bible is not just an old book, but the inerrant, authoritative Word of God and the only source of truth. When we read it, we're hearing directly from the Lord. All other methods of listening to God must be checked and compared with Scripture to determine if we are accurately hearing Him. He also speaks to us through prayer. Prayer is our way of communicating with God by talking to Him, but it's also a time to be still and listen for His guidance. Instead of simply running through our list of requests and moving on to the day's duties and activities, we need to learn to be still for a while to see if He has anything to say to our hearts.
Well, you know, those both line up with our last two shows. Because week before last, we talked about spending time with God, and we actually said that's one of the best ways to hear Him is in the pages of His Word. And then after that, we talked about prayer, and we did mention that, you know, not only do you pray for things, but you pray in a time of, what did you call it at the end, where you're yielding, right?
Indeed. And
you're listening, yeah.
Good memory. So yes, that is that time where God gets to do the talking. So it's, I think our ability to hear Him is how still we can make ourselves, how quiet we can make our minds. And instead of thinking through the tasks, which I think is a little bit more problematic for women in general. Cause I just think, and we just carry a lot of information. We have these little spaghetti brains and
right.
We are just thinking about all the things we have to do. For others, for ourselves, it's just, I think that we're just, that's how we're wired. So it does take, I think, some time to really kind of discipline and quiet your mind in order to really hear from God. And I think that in and of itself can sometimes be very uncomfortable, you know, and it's not as pleasant. And I think that's why we kind of rush through that time. Like, well, he hasn't shown up in 5 minutes. I'm out of here.
That's really a challenge for me because yeah. I'm somebody, you know, I heard someone recently say, I have a lot of tabs open at once.
Yes.
You know, my computer in my head. Yeah, that's a challenge.
It is. It is for all of us. And I would say when I think back over my, you know, time, you know, in my walk, I would say that's probably been one of my greatest challenges is just that alone, is being eager enough to hear from God, to be still and wait for his voice. And I relate to what our listener D is sharing about, you know, is that hearing voices, you know, or is that me or is that him?
Right.
Is that me wanting to hear that? Sometimes things that you might hear, it's more, I would call it like an impression,
mm-hmm.
you know, that you're a sense of something you're getting. And sometimes it's not always a pleasant one or something you want to hear. And I think that makes it a little harder. Like, oh, that was me.
Right.
That was it, God. Because you don't want to do the thing that you're hearing, maybe.
Right.
You know, it might not be something as...
Something that you're convicted about.
Indeed.
It's hard to hear sometimes.
It is hard to hear. And I think with prayer... This is like the way I like to think of it in general is, you know, the same amount of time that you spend talking to your husband. We women, just in general, we like to talk. We're just bigger communicators. That's just who we're, you know, wired to be. So I think just like you talk to a husband or your child, like wanting to get all your thoughts out, it's probably a really great discipline for us to, as much time as we spend talking should be as much time as we spend listening. You know, that should just be kind of like the goal of your time, don't you think?
Wow.
You're like, wow.
That's a tall order. Yeah. But I agree with you. Then that's a great goal.
It is. Another way that the Lord speaks to us is through our circumstances. When a situation is painful, we must remember that hearing from God is more important than our comfort and pleasure. He uses difficulties and suffering to grab our attention. In every event, God has something to teach us. Instead of focusing on why the situation has happened, our first question should be, Lord, what do you want to say to me?
I've been there so many times, Corey. I have to say that my times of transformation came out of pain and suffering that I experienced. And so I can just think of so many, I couldn't even begin to tell you, just so many times that while I was suffering, I had to run into his arms in a way that I never had before. And I had to, like we mentioned this verse before, lean not to my own understanding. And I had to really sink my feet deep into my foundation of faith and rely upon the Word of God to be everything for me. Those are the times that I've come out of it stronger. But I would hear him calling me to him, and because I was really, you know, really deep in the Word, I would hear him speaking to me. And so through the suffering, you know, I emerged such a stronger person, having an experience with God in a way that I wouldn't have experienced if it hadn't been for the pain.
So when you say that you heard God speaking to you, like, let's break that down. How would you experience that? What did it look like?
Well, specifically in 2017, I was in a process of change. And it was, I really could say it was he changed me through my pain that I experienced. And some of it was physical pain. Some of it was emotional pain. But there were most Sundays that I went to church, I showed up in desperate need of a word from God. I had a specific question, or I needed him to tell me this way or that way. And, or this is going to be okay, you know? And so it blew my mind how many consecutive Sundays in a row I got a specific word from God that lined up exactly to what I needed from him. And so it's just one of those instances where I'm listening to the pastor, and this is the thing, I go to church with expectancy. I'm waiting to hear from God, because now, especially after the first time it happened, now that it's happened so many times, I just know now I'm going to show up there and get my word from God. And so, of course, because I'm expecting in my faith, he comes through for me. And so, of course, there's a lot of other people in the church thinking that's their word too, but it's okay because some of us need the same word. But of course, I've documented it, and I just know that that was for me because it so specifically was in response to what I needed. It wasn't ever a really vague answer. It was always, sometimes, for instance, like there was a time that I went and I was trying to decide if I should share something openly about my testimony. And I just told this in my Faith Recorded workshop recently that I did with you. And the pastor that was speaking that day used the very same words that I had asked myself on the way to church. This is the specific question. He used the words and answered it in response, just like I had dialed up God on the telephone. Okay, hey, by the way, God, you know, and then that's on the way to church. And then I get there and he answers me. And so I know that I know that I know that that was specifically from God. Now, there have been other times in my life when I felt like something was from God. But I feel like if I'm placing myself in the house of God and I get a word from God and I go there with expectant hope and I need to know something, then I'm just going to consider that done, you know? And so, like the Bible says, do not forsake the assembling of yourself together. And I think sometimes we just get in a habit of not going to church. But I want to encourage everyone listening today that being rooted in the house of God can really change your life in a way that nothing else can. Because you can hear from God there. And you just being in the anointed presence of God changes you.
It's so true. And I can look back myself and remember multiple occasions where something I'd been praying about and just really like on my heart asking God why or help or something. And I would go on Sunday and the pastor would say something. Now there's, you know, 100, 200 people listening to the same guy. Mm-hmm. Some of us are like, oh my gosh, God is speaking to me, because all of us have something on our heart and we're asking God for a response or something. So it's almost as if like in that moment, it's like a flashlight is just shined on that word. Like you, the words jump out. That what he's saying, you could have heard him say that a million different ways or other sermons, and it wouldn't have made a difference until that moment when you were meant to hear it. Mm-hmm. Hearing from God, like through a sermon is, it's one of those things. It's so exciting that it does.
It is exciting.
That's a good way. It makes you want to go. Yeah. And there's nothing. And maybe you hear something that just pricks up your ears differently. Hearing from God, God is so creative in how he talks to us. It's really more than just like hearing something. Because I do think that some of us can fall prey to hearing what we want to hear.
Right, right.
You know, so I'll share an example from my past. So I have kind of a history when it comes to like in my past career. You know, I would become very unhappy in my workplace. And I don't have a problem quitting a job that I'm not happy in. Because happiness is a very big motivator for me. I really want to be happy where I spend 8 to 10 hours
right,
of my life.
As you should.
Working. So I had no problem quitting jobs that I grew disenchanted with. And so that was kind of my MO. But the job that God sort of called me to literally and placed me in, I knew that God had kind of made the arrangements for me to be there. So quitting was not just something I could do like I normally did. When I grew very unhappy, probably the unhappiest I've been anywhere, I could, and this is kind of hard to imagine, but it's almost like seeing a red light versus a green light.
Right.
You know, and I know a lot of pastors, teachers, speakers have talked about, you know, God giving you a red light or a green light. It was sort of like that. Like I could feel it in me. Not yet. You can't quit yet. And I don't know how to explain how I felt that, other than I knew that feeling made me feel unhappy. If it had been me in my flesh, like I just want to make this decision on my own, I just would have quit, right? But something was telling me, nope, you got to stick it out. You got to stay here longer. And so knowing it was something contrary to what I would normally do, it gave me assurance that that's not you, Corey. That's God. He's telling you, you got to hang in here. And so people would say, you know, if you're so unhappy, just quit. And I couldn't do that because I just knew I want to be a God pleaser. God is telling me I can't for a reason, something right. I can't see.
He knows what's best.
He knows what's right. best for me. And it turned out, you know, after everything was said and done and I had that day finally, that blessed day finally came where that green light was just so clear. I had such peace in my heart. There was no anguish about the decision. I had peace in my heart when that green light came. But at the end of it all, when I look back, that position I was in taught me all about product development. Mm-hmm. It taught me all about manufacturing. It taught me all about how you take trends and create designs from. And all of that knowledge that I was immersed in helped me create one of the most successful little, you know, sticker businesses, on the internets. So had I not stuck it out and gone through all of that, not learned how to, you know, I was put in a position where I got to give very high level presentations. I got to go into, you know, the headquarters of Krispy Kreme to present on this, you know, this project that my company was involved in. Had I not gotten to do that, I would not have learned what it felt like to work with brands, to know how to be confident, to speak. You know, as an introvert, these were all things I would just not have ever done in my previous life. So that job completely refined a lot of my knowledge and marketing, and it gave me the tools to be able to walk away and just breathe life into my business with my husband. So I look at it now and go, of course, if I had quit when I wanted to, I wouldn't have gotten promoted and gotten to do some of the things that allowed me to be so knowledgeable that later helped me be so successful. So I find it interesting that sometimes, you know, that red light, green light is really not necessarily a visual, but it's more of like a feeling.
Right.
And sometimes when that feeling is telling you no, it's not a go, you know, you can, I feel like when it's contrary to what you know is true of you,
right?
It feels like that, wow, that's got to be God, because I would have bailed. You know, I would have just done what I normally do. So when we look at situations, sometimes, you know, what our hearts want is, I want the bigger house. I want to downsize. I want this other job. I want this job so badly. I can't tell you how many jobs I prayed God would give me. And it was just not the right timing. That wasn't the right position. And over time, as my faith grew, I just knew that God would put me where I was supposed to be. And I got less anxious about those decisions, and less worried about things, because I just felt, you know, I'm seeking Him. I want to be where He wants me to be. He's like a job recruiter.
He's the best employment agency. Yeah.
At least He was for me, for a very, you know, large part of my Christian walk. He has been the one that's sort of been guiding that. And I would say that's true in my business, you know, that I always seek God. Open the doors where, you know, you want them to be opened, and close them.
Well, your story reminds me of one of my favorite things that my pastor that I worked for said, which was, your breakthrough will come when your preparation meets your opportunity.
Wow.
And it's in God's timing. And that's exactly what happened to you. He was preparing you for the opportunity that He had for you. And that leads me to another thought, which is that by being in the house of God and loading yourself up with God's word and sermons and things that are feeding your soul, and really His word is just becoming part of your DNA, you know, then when you are suffering, and like Dr. Stanley said, when you're going through circumstances that you need to hear from God, you can call it up. You can recall what God has said in the past. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't even mean that He has to speak to you today.
Yep.
It's that He has spoken to you. Now, what has God said to me that now I need to use this, you know?
Yeah.
That's when scripture comes in. That's when a word from God that you've heard in the past. That's why it's important that you write down, when you do hear something from God and you know it's from God, that you write it down and date it. And you can look back and see, oh, this is so what true. God said to me. Now I need to stand on this word.
It's so true, Tracy. Actually, one of the funny things about this podcast we're doing is I did that very thing about a scripture that that was years and years ago, God revealing to me that I was going to speak to many.
Right.
And I dated that. And that was like over 10 years ago. And it's the same scripture I heard the day you called me and said, we should do a podcast.
Chills.
And as I was walking back to my office, part of that scripture just kind of, I don't know, like a little fragment of it just sort of popped into my head. And I went and looked it up, and it was the same scripture. Isn't that amazing? That's the only two times I've ever heard that scripture in my life. And both times it was like a little fragment. Because I don't know scripture like I can say, you know, name a scripture and then, you know, memorize. I don't have it memorized right. that way. I seem to hear scripture in fragments, which I think a lot of Christians probably
right,
do.
Right.
And it was, it just stopped me cold. It was like something he said 10 years ago is now coming to pass, all with a phone call that you made.
Well, I can tell you a very specific example of a word from God that I've gotten since we started the show. And I haven't even told you this just because we haven't stopped talking about other things long enough while we've been together. But the Sunday after our first recording, and so it was very close to the beginning of this year, one of my pastors that spoke said he talked about being a team in ministry and how that God would bring the right, how God would bring the right people into your life, that your ministry does not have to be just you walking in alone. And he taught on how Jesus called the 12 disciples, and he didn't do it alone. And then he just every point that he brought out, it was like, be sure to let that person bring their own personality and skill set to what you're doing. And it just every part of it was exactly speaking to what we're doing here.
And that was awesome. I bet it blew your mind, huh?
My mind. Because if he had taught on that a year ago, I'd be like, I'm not ministry. And
right, me too.
This isn't for me, but you know, God bless whoever this is for today. But it just so happened that we had just started doing this. It was a specific thing. So I'm like, this is for me, and this is for me, and this is for me. And I'm like scribbling it.
I'll take that. Yes, please.
Yes, please. Exactly. So that is because, as I said, I went there
with
expectant hope and an attitude of, I'm going to get something from God today.
Yep. Because he knows that that's what you're looking for.
Right.
I'm not here to say hi to everybody. I'm exactly. here to hear from you. I'm here to hear what
and
you have.
And sometimes it's our worship leader will say something while she's just praying to everybody. I will sit down and scribble it down. Or sometimes it's just in a hymn that we sing.
And that's the thing is, like, you could hear that same song. You could hear that same scripture, but it would not have the same impact as the day you were meant to hear it.
Yes.
It's like God has that little, that in his planner.
Yes.
You know,
that
you
were meant to hear it. One day, I was there, and I was just, like, thinking about my identity in God, and we sang, "You're a good, good father." I put this on Instagram.
Oh, I love that song.
And the line that says, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. And something about that being repeated three times, that just struck my soul. Like, that's it. He's telling me, that's who you are, Tracy. You are loved by me. You're my child first and foremost before anything else in your life. And that was exactly what I had gone there thinking that day, was that my life has to revolve more around the fact that I am loved by him and I love him more than anything. So it's just that simple. It can just be a line in a song. So, of course, it doesn't have to be in church. I've heard a word from God with, you know, a television. I don't watch television preachers very often, but I have had actually a television person confirm what somebody else had said and said it almost exactly the same way the same week. So, but it can just be, you know, it could be listening to Christian radio or a CD. Do people still listen to CDs? It can be just when you're looking for the answer, I think that's when you'll hear it.
And I think that's a really great example for the next point of how God speaks to us is sometimes he speaks to us through other people.
Right.
It may come in the form of affirmation, confirmation, encouragement, or even reproof or warning. And the Lord may use anyone he chooses to deliver his message, even someone we may not like. No matter the source, we should thoughtfully and prayerfully consider whatever is said.
We're pausing the show for a moment to tell you that we had such a long conversation on this topic that we ended up deciding to split it into two parts, right, Corey?
Yes.
So we're going to stop the show right there and continue it next week. So join us again next week for part two of Hearing from God.
Bye, everybody.